From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu projected a message of unity during a White House meeting Wednesday. Mr. Trump suggested that the U.S. could back either a two-state or a one-state solution for the region.
And I like the one that both parties like. I'm very happy with the one that both parties like. I can live with either one.
U.S. diplomatic efforts so far have been aimed at creating an independent Palestinian state alongside of Israel. During their joint news conference, Mr. Trump asked Mr. Netanyahu to hold back for a little bit on expanding settlements in Palestinian territory while the White House works on efforts to revive the Middle East peace process. President Trump struck back Wednesday at media reports about alleged links between him and Russia. In a string of Twitter comments, the president blamed the intelligence community for what he called illegal leaks to the media. Reports appeared in the Washington Post last week, revealing conversations between ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and a Russian ambassador. Later, during an appearance with the Israeli prime minister, the president staunchly defended Flynn, saying he is a wonderful man that has been treated unfairly by the media. U.S. retail sales and inflation rose in January, strengthening the case for the central bank to raise interest rates. Retail sales advanced 0.4% for the month. Another report shows U.S. consumer prices rose at the fastest pace in nearly 4 years, with costs gaining 0.6% in January and 2.5% in the past year. The Fed's next meeting to consider interest rate policy is mid-March. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis sought Wednesday to allay NATO concerns about American commitment to Europe's security. At a meeting in Brussels with his NATO counterparts, Mattis said the military alliance is central to the relationship between America and its European allies.
The alliance remains a fundamental bedrock for the United States and for all the transatlantic community, bonded as we are together. As President Trump has stated, he has strong support for NATO.
NATO members saw the meeting as a chance to reaffirm America's commitment to Europe's security. President Trump's nominee for Labor Secretary says he is withdrawing his name from consideration for the job. Andrew Puzder had raised concerns on Capitol Hill due to his failure to pay taxes on a housekeeper who was not authorized to work in the U.S. Organizers are calling for immigrants in several American cities to miss class, miss work, and not shop on Thursday. The so-called Day Without Immigrants demonstration is being staged to protest the immigration policies of the Trump administration. A round of Syrian peace talks scheduled to begin Wednesday in Kazakhstan has been delayed until Thursday. Kazakhstan's foreign ministry did not offer an explanation for the change. A second round of talks in Moscow on Afghanistan ended Wednesday. Representatives from Afghanistan were included in the talks for the first time, joining those from Russia, Pakistan, China, Iran, and India. Two bomb explosions in northwest Pakistan killed at least 6 people and wounded many more Wednesday. Officials say the deadliest incident happened at the Momand tribal district near the Afghan border, where a suicide bomber blew himself up after security forces spotted him and tried to stop him. A second bomber accompanying the first attacker was gunned down while he tried to set off explosives strapped to his body. Hours later, a suicide bomber riding a motorcycle attacked an official van transporting members of the provincial judiciary. The U.S. Justice Department says it has reached a plea agreement with a man who purchased 2 of the guns used in the 2015 terrorist attack in San Bernardino, California, that killed 14 people and wounded 22 others. Under terms of the agreement, Enrique Marquez is due to plead guilty Thursday to conspiracy to provide material support to terrorists and making false statements in connection with acquiring a firearm. He faces a statutory maximum of 25 years in federal prison, but his sentence is up to a judge to decide. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.